Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between. According to the Washington Free Beacon here, this is great news. Federal judge, let me cut some of the sounds off in the studio here. There we go. Federal judge says D.C. gun carry law is unconstitutional. A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction saying the District of Columbia's new concealed carry law is unconstitutional. You and I have known that for a long time. The order issued Monday by Judge Frederick J. Scullin, this guy, I'm beginning to like this guy a lot, was the second decision in less than a year declaring the Washington, D.C. gun carry laws to be unconstitutional. You'll remember, and as the Free Beacon reports and reminds us, in October of 2014, the very same judge ruled that the district's complete ban on gun carry was also in violation of the Constitution. Scullin barred D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier, she's a rabid gun hater, from enforcing the city's requirement that a person applying for a concealed carry permit must prove they have a quote-unquote good reason to need one. This requirement, according to the Beacon, created a system where only those with police reports detailing violent threats against them could obtain a permit. Now, you and I both know that the Second Amendment reads, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. It doesn't say that you need detailed police reports detailing violent threats against you in order to obtain a permit. Take a listen. Under the current legislation, provides for as follows. This is from Judge Scullin's ruling. The chief of the Metropolitan Police Department may, upon the application of any person having a bona fide residence or place of business within the District of Columbia, or of a person having a bona fide residence or place of business within the United States, and a license to carry a concealed pistol upon his or her person, issued by the lawful authorities of any state or subdivision of the United States, issue a license to such a person to carry a pistol concealed upon his or her person within the district for not more than 2 years from the date of issue. But in order to do that, they had to demonstrate good reason to fear injury to his or her person, which shall at a minimum require a showing of a special need for self-protection distinguishable from the general community as supported by evidence of specific threats or previous attacks that demonstrate a special danger to the applicant's life. Now, I could go on. Suffice it to say, it was that reasoning that gave Kathy Lanier, the chief of police in Washington, D.C., the reason to take your money when you applied and then deny you your permit, period. Alan Gottlieb, our great friend, the founder and the executive director of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation, joins us now. Alan, welcome to the show. Another victory here with this injunction. Can you explain this further for us?
Well, laid it out, Mark, for your listeners very, very well, but it's a great day for gun rights in America and a really bad day for gun control activists in Washington, D.C. This is just really just super ruling. The judge was very well reasoned in it. I think they're going to have a very hard time on an appeal trying to find fault with anything the judge said. This is really, really, really important because we have coming up, as you're probably aware, oral arguments in California on an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit to review the Peruta Richards decisions that dealt with the same issues in the state of California for their permit
right.
system. And so having a victory just before that is having that lead, you know, for those judges to look at is really, really important. And I'm really happy it happened when it did.
Will those judges in the Ninth Circuit look at Scullin's decision?
Well, they'll look at it because it's going to be put in front of their face, so they're going to see it. The question is, are they going to, delve into it and say, hey, this judge is right, and we're going to give up some of our anti-gun liberal biases in California and rule the right way. We have an uphill battle with the en banc panel in California because obviously more than two-thirds of the panel have been appointed by Clinton and Obama, and as a result, they've sort of taken an anti-gun litmus test. But we'll see. There have been a couple of those judges in California that have ruled our way in the past, and the panel isn't picked yet, and you know, it's sort of like playing, you know, eight ball in the lottery, I guess. If you get the right judges, we're in good shape. The odds are stacked against us, but we're out there to fight through it, albeit those are all arguments in San Francisco when they take place.
Alan, would you repeat that number again, that statistic about the judges and Obama? What was that you said?
Well, Obama and Clinton have now, Ninth Circuit, have appointed more than two-thirds of the judges on the appeals court level that sit on the Ninth Circuit. We won an appeals court panel on a 2-1 decision on Rapruda and a 3-0 decision on Richards, knocking out the same bad, you know, parts of the California carry law. But now we have a panel in Bonk where there'll be 10 judges sitting there, and you know the odds are when it's 2-1 against us that when they pick the judges by a random lottery, they're not going to be on our side. So we have our work cut out for us, and of course mm-hmm. we'll take all these cases as far as the U.S. Supreme Court if need be.
So this particular case then from Scullin is just another tool in the tool bag to take in front of that en banc panel, correct?
Well, you know, we're going to show the en banc panel that here's another circuit judge that ruled in favor of gun right. rights and against these crazy restrictions on the right to carry for self-defense, self-protection. And so that can't hurt us. It can only help us. But, you know, eventually one of these cases is bound to get to the Supreme Court. We have circuit splits where courts have ruled one way and courts have ruled the other way. And we need the U.S. Supreme Court to talk about the right of carrying a firearm outside your home, the right of self-protection, the Second Amendment deed. Protects that right.
Yeah, we need to expand. That would be an expansion then on the Heller decision in 08, I think. And of course, we're looking for the right case, and there's no doubt in my mind that it'll be the Second Amendment Foundation, your organization, that will be successful doing that. Alan, you've got some great quotes here relative to this case. I'm going to read a couple of them. This is kind of back at the gun control crowd has always, they take the language and everything is common sense. And whenever it's a ruling, what they deem to be in their favor, it's a quote unquote devastating or, you know, loss to the National Rifle Association, or the way they phrase their quotes relative to a loss that they deem to be the NRA's loss. Your response here, the plaintiff said they are pleased with the ruling, quoting you, this is a devastating loss for the district and its anti-gun rights policy, Second Amendment Foundation Executive VP Alan Gottlieb said in a statement. You also said, to quote the renowned American folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, when will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Alan, will they ever learn?
Well, they lost Heller. They lost the Palmer. Now they've lost Wren. I'm not sure they'll ever learn.
Well, if it's any indication what the spokesperson Robert Maris told the Washington Free Beacon, the city attorney general is looking at Judge Scullin's ruling, quoting from the Beacon, but still believes the district's concealed carry law is constitutional. We are reviewing the ruling, he said. However, we believe that the law passed by the council is constitutionally valid. So you then came back and with retort, if D.C. decides to fight the court's ruling, the plaintiffs will continue with their case. If they do not comply with the court order, we will move to hold them in contempt. We will take this case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It doesn't appear. I mean, they will continue to fight this. Interestingly, when I put this information up on our social media on Armed American Radio, one of the responses that came back in the comment section was, Washington, D.C., isn't that my money that they're spending to fight? Isn't that my money, regardless of where I live?
Yeah, it is, because Congress appropriates the lion's share of their budget out of federal tax dollars. But, you know, when they talk about how they believe their law is constitutional, well, they believe their gun ban on gun ownership in your own home was constitutional until the Heller ruling. They believe that a ban on carry absolutely was constitutional until the Palmer ruling. And now they believe that this good cause statute is constitutional as well, you know, even though the judge struck it down. So their batting record isn't too good here, and I wouldn't trust their judgment on constitutional rights.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Let me read you that exact quote. I believe it was from the Armed American Radio Facebook page. Who pays for the defense in a case against D.C.? Is it the U.S. taxpayers? 28% of D.C. revenue is from the federal government. So will all American taxpayers be paying both the federal judge and the defense?
Well, the answer is yes, but they're also going to be paying the Second Amendment Foundation.
Because
right. The Palmer case, which is now history, that knocked out the ban on carry complete, that had the complete ban. They now, based on that case being closed by the judge when he opened this one up, when we filed this case, we're now entitled to get our fees back, our legal costs back in that case. And right now, if they didn't appeal this and this decision stays, or if they do appeal it and we win on appeal, we will get our fees back in this one as well.
So they keep losing. they keep spending my money. They keep spending your money. They keep spending our money. They keep losing. We keep winning. We keep taking that money back. The expense is all coming from the U.S. taxpayer. Alan, thank you for joining me. We're getting ready to take the break, and I really appreciate it. You know, we have AWR Hawkins coming up. We're going to be talking about some great self-defense issues. No doubt Washington, D.C. residents will be safer as a result of this ruling. Hopefully there's no appeal. I expect there will be, but we'll be willing to take it all the way. And Sean, you had a question real quick? Oh, okay. Sean would like to know if you could hold on the phones, Alan. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you for everything you do. When will they learn? When will they learn? Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. How are you today? We had to move through that segment with Alan Gottlieb quickly because we had him for limited time. You can hear Alan Gottlieb much longer segments on my weekend program, the Monster Armed American Radio broadcast, every Sunday from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Live, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific Live. Alan is a regular contributor to the program and is usually on in the first hour. He will be on upcoming this weekend, and we'll be talking with him in greater detail about that case. But you got the nuts and bolts. As it stands right now, as a result of Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation's yet again another victory and a slap in the face to the anti-gunners and the freedom haters in this country with a whack upside the head with a copy of the U.S. Constitution, I don't understand what these people don't understand, what they don't get. But they keep spending your money. It ought to anger you. They keep spending your money to lose case after case after case. Then they go to Oregon and they claim victory. And they'll eventually lose there, too. Allen and the Second Amendment Foundation are very active in both Washington and Allen. And trust me, they know how to win court battles. Joining me now, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, it's a battle out there on the streets. You write about it every single day. Thanks for what you do at Breitbart, and thanks for keeping issues like this on the mainstream press pages that actually get read and get put out there by Drudge and everything else. Thank you for your efforts.
No, thank you. It'd be great to be with you.
Hey, man, I know you were just on with our friend over at Cam & Company earlier today. Weren't you on NRA News?
Yeah, probably about an hour ago.
How'd that go? Cam's a great guy.
Well, it went great. I always loved being with Cam. It went great. We talked a little bit about the movement of campus carry in Nevada, the movement of open carry in Texas, and we talked about the D.C. decision to gut the good reason requirement for concealed carry. So, you know, those were three good things to talk about.
It sure is. We just had Alan Gottlieb, as you just heard me mention, on the blower here with us, and we were talking about the Second Amendment Foundation, of which he is, of course, the founder and the executive vice president of, and the efforts that they made in Washington. You know, as it stands right now, AWR, it's shall issue in Washington, D.C. right now. You apply for a permit, they can't turn you down for their phony good reason. Your thoughts on that?
Well, no, that should be, you know. Now, you know, the way the Constitution is written, and I should say particularly the Bill of Rights, the angle of those rights, the protections of those rights, is that those rights are in possession by Americans. Individual Americans possess those rights by birth, not by government permission. And the burden is on the government to show at any point why we have forfeited those rights. That's a high degree of burden when it comes to the Second Amendment. You know, we say in this country that with the commission of a felony, you forfeit those rights. Anything short of that, any argument the government would make is a very hard one to make and perhaps impossible to make. They are trying to approach the Second Amendment, though, from a completely different angle to say that, no, you don't have these rights until you prove you have these rights. That is a completely different angle than our founders took, and the judge got it exactly right. You can't, if I have to show good reason to exercise a right, whether it's the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, on and on, if I have to show good reason to exercise that right, ultimately my exercise of that right doesn't rest on the right itself, but on government's permission to act. And that's a mistake we can't make, and that's what the judge thought.
Bingo. Well said. Let's break that down briefly. Let's take the First Amendment and the judge's ruling, and let's use it as a second. Let's use it and apply it to the First Amendment. Let's
right.
take.
Let me
just very, very briefly set this up, and that is, you've got Kathy Lanier in Washington, D.C., forcing you, a police chief, forcing you to show her good cause to exercise your fundamental civil right. Let's apply that to the First Amendment.
Right.
Wouldn't the same ruling hold, that you would have to then show good cause to her to be able to speak your mind, to get a permit to talk about what you want to talk about on the mall if you want to organize a rally?
Right. Right. That's exactly. But see, these are the kind of questions that need to be asked, because we have to get back to a place where people understand that these rights are individual in nature, and that these rights flow not from government but from God. We have to get back to that understanding. And both of those things have to be understood, because, like you're doing, Mark, I have to understand that the limitations that they tried to apply to the Second Amendment, if they had been able to do it, those limitations would have necessarily applied to all the other amendments as well,
right?
Because this amendment is a body of individual rights. So if I view the First Amendment as protecting my right to freedom of speech, not only in my home but also in the street,
right,
then guess what? The Second Amendment protects my right to keep and bear arms, not only in my home, but also in the street. And that is the argument that judges have made as they have struck down good cause requirements across the country. They say, look, if, and particularly the Ninth Circuit said, look, if the right to keep and bear arms applies at home, it necessarily applies outside the home too, because the home isn't part of the right. That's not part of the right. The right belongs to the person, and wherever
right.
the person is, there is the right. And we have to get that back in our understanding.
It is the Democrat Party and factions within that party, leaders within that party, AWR, who believe, and this is the fundamental difference between the way you and I think and the way, say, Hillary Clinton might think. Who knows what she thinks? She's just a liar. But she'll say whatever she wants. But I believe she thinks that rights come from and are granted to you as individuals by government. They do not, or they are not inherent rights. Do you believe that?
No, because that's what you've described is not a right. That's a privilege.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, I don't carry a gun because I've been given the privilege. I carry a gun because I have the inherent right to do so. And that right existed before the United States was even a thought in the mind of Thomas Jefferson.
And see, I should have phrased that a little bit better, because what I was asking you, let me clarify that. Do you believe that she feels that way? Do you believe that those rights are granted to us by government? You believe that?
I do believe that would be Hillary's position. That's probably
a very dangerous place. That's a very, very dangerous place as we move towards 2016 and the importance of this election. You've seen the reports. This woman is now running farther to the left than Barack Obama. And that ought to concern every single American. What else ought to concern every single American is, and we broke this down. Okay, we've got 30 seconds. We don't have enough time to go into it. There's a couple other things I want to cover with you when we come back from this break, so I'll move on. And that is, I want to talk with you a little bit about Waco. Some fascinating, I guess, do I want to say comments coming from the other side? Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. I mean, what a silly name that is anyway, by the way. But some amazing reasoning coming from these people about what happened in Waco and how they're using Waco to attack you and I and our right to keep and bear arms. It's absolutely astonishing. AWR wrote a little bit about it. Breitbart wrote about it. We'll be back with this and more with AWR Hawkins right after this. Don't go away. The conversation's only going to get better.
My house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What I'm reading from The Hill right now, it will blow your mind. It will anger you. It will frustrate you. It might make you sick to your stomach. Gun control groups. Texas biker gang shooting, a wake-up call. I want you to pay careful attention to what I'm going to read, and a combination of read and paraphrase to you from The Hill. I want you to pay careful attention to the language that these astroturfers and liars use, as does the writer. The writer in this case is a man by the name of Tim Devaney. I don't know anything about his background. Listen to the first sentence. Gun safety advocates. That's how this starts. Now, Sean, can I take this opportunity to say hi to you and welcome you to today's program?
Yo, what's up?
Gun safety advocates.
What is that?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's a gun safety? I mean, are they trainers?
I'm a certified instructor. I would be considered a gun safety advocate.
Absolutely. So are they talking about some people that are training, that are instructors?
No.
Oh, well.
No, they're talking about Shannon Watts.
Oh.
And they're talking about Moms Demand Action. What a really silly name that is, too, by the way. Really is silly when you think about it. And Every Town for Gun Safety. Take a listen to this. Gun safety advocates say a shootout between rival biker gangs in Texas that killed 9 on Sunday should be a wake-up call for lawmakers. Shannon Watts, here she is again, this Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, blamed the Waco shooting on what she says are weak gun laws in Texas. Can you believe this?
Again, she has come to Texas more than once and have gotten shown how ignorant she is about Texas laws.
Predictable. Here's her tweet. Dear hashtag Texas lawmakers, more guns in more places with fewer safeguards, not winning strategy for public safety. Now, let's go to my guest, A.W.R. Hawkins, who wrote brilliantly on Breitbart about this. A.W.R., this is exactly what we expect from these kooks and astroturfers. But when you read this stuff, it's head shaking. How do you feel when you see this garbage?
Well, I mean, I've said it a million times, you know, Moms Demand Action is like wind power in that they wouldn't exist apart from being subsidized. They're subsidized by Bloomberg.
Yeah.
And that's true. It. You can't make these kinds of statements and survive as a group that depends on PR for your survival.
Yep.
You know, background checks are demonstrably ineffective, and criminals don't need, even if background checks were effective, criminals could go around them. So that would make them ineffective. The argument is lame, and it's opportunism at a new level, and it's sickening. I think when she made the statement, it will actually work against her much, much harder than it works for her. I think it exposes her for what she is.
That's true.
It will. That's a great point, and it will for a number of different reasons, because you were talking about this, I'm sure, with Cam and company on the NRA News. You're here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Now, she knows you're on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because we made her aware of that. And I know they pay attention. I know they listen, because I've gotten the comments back from the Brady campaign and the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, and the rest of them. But I know they listen. They, you know, that's one thing they're smart about. They do pay attention to what their enemies say. But there is a difference now, and that is that we're talking about this today. The mainstream media is no longer controlling the narrative. This is out of their hands, and I know it frustrates them. What you wrote today is such a great piece. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. You put Moms Demand Action says Waco shootout shows danger of open carry. Abbott says open carry not even legal yet. Take a listen to this nonsense from these people. On May 18th, Moms Demand Action, what a really silly name that is, for Gun Sense in America's Angela Turner suggested the Waco shootout between outlaw biker gangs highlights the danger of openly carrying handguns. What? Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, responded to this and similar statements by others, pointing out that open carry of handguns is not legal in Texas yet. So it could not have been a factor in the criminal incident. It wouldn't have been anyway. Criminals will pay attention to the law.
Nope.
According to The Hill, Turner said the following in reaction to the shootout. AWR, you point this out, and I'm quoting from your piece. Open carry makes everyday confrontations potentially more dangerous and poses an unnecessary challenge on our law enforcement to determine in the heat of the event who is a good guy and who is a dangerous criminal. Perhaps Sunday's violence will serve as the necessary wake-up call to our legislators that they should stop taking marching orders from the gun lobby. These insidious liars will capitalize on any tragedy they can. They will exploit any tragedy they can to push their America-hating, freedom-hating agenda and blame everything on the gun lobby. AWR, thank you for pointing this out and getting these out there. The mainstream media would never cover this.
All right. No, they wouldn't. I'll tell you what her statement, though, apart from all the points you've made, which are all valid and spot on, the other point to understand is her statement betrays the fact that she has zero understanding, of how guns work. Because if I walk into a room of open carry participants, let's put it that way, and I do that in Arizona quite often, if I walk into a room where everybody has a gun, I can figure out the good guy from the bad guy pretty easy because the bad guy's pointing his at me.
Thank you.
And so I understand immediately who's good and who's bad. You know, these people live, they live in a bubble. The police officers who had guns pointed at them Sunday had no problems figuring out who were the good guys and who were the bad guys. And open carry has nothing to do with that, less than nothing. Everything is based on criminality and criminals acting out on their impulses. And they always give themselves away. No matter what the gun laws are, they will give themselves away. And these people are just out of touch.
Well, you know, as a prime example, look at France. Okay, France is a no-free zone, but you had, two people have a shootout and kill police in broad daylight?
Right.
I mean, if the gun, take your guns away laws work, well, what happened to France? These guys didn't have permits. They weren't police officers, but they had, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
But they had guns that the very make of gun they had was banned. Not only were they banned from gun possession, the guns they had were banned from being in the country.
Absolutely.
They were not only able to get the guns, but able to get guns that are illegal in and of themselves. It's just a great point you're making. You cannot stop criminals from being criminals. It just doesn't happen.
No law that you're right. They don't understand the basic premise of what they're even talking about. State Representative Joan Hoffman, as you reported in your great piece, who is a Republican from District 17 in Texas, you quote, echoed Abbott's sentiment. Speaking on May 18th, she said, there is no such thing as a gun-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
We try our best to control criminal activity. And that's actually, I don't even know if she realized the brilliance of the statement that she just made, AWR, because it's so true. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone because a criminal can and will bring a gun anywhere they want. Now, I have to go back and throw a little bit of humor in here, okay? Perhaps in the heat of the moment, that possesses an unnecessary challenge on our law enforcement to determine in the heat of the event who is a good guy and who is a dangerous criminal. I would bet at that moment in time in Waco that all those 1% motorcycle cuts that those guys were wearing probably screamed bad guy.
Well, there's a lot of things that screamed bad guy in that situation, you know, and everyone from the governor down has been careful to point out this was a criminal action. This was criminal activity. They keep stressing that language for a reason. People need to understand these weren't a group of law-abiding citizens who suddenly turned a corner at noon on Sunday.
Right.
These were this was a criminal element acting criminal. And I keep stressing that word with redundancy because what we have to understand is ultimately what Mom's Demand is saying is this. This is it, and this should offend everyone within earshot of a radio. They're saying because the criminals acted this way, there should be more gun control for the law-abiding citizens. That's
perfect
what
place.
Saying.
That's right. Perfect place to stop.
That's why we have to tell them no.
Let me quote you before we go to the break. This is from the last sentence of your piece. If Waco proves anything, it is that criminals will act out their criminality at some point, and the best thing law-abiding citizens can do is be armed and prepared to defend themselves and their families when that happens. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double action, single action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40S&W, and 45ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. We've been moving kind of quickly. Lots to talk about with you. We had two great guests today. We've still got one with us, A.W.R. Hawkins. Prior to that, we had Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan Gottlieb, of course, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the CCRKBA, an amazing organization. If you're not a member, why aren't you helping? It's these court cases, and it's people like you and I who help fund these amazing victories that the Second Amendment Foundation produces almost monthly in this country. They have dozens of lawsuits fighting on behalf of our right to keep and bear arms in municipalities across this great nation, helping restore our gun rights back to where they should be, and they need our assistance. You can help them out with as little as $5. The other thing you can do is head over to the USCCA if you carry a gun, if you've made a decision to carry a firearm, if you're even considering the decision to carry a gun. Check out USCCA On Air. Check out USCCA On Air. They've got a great promotion going on right now over there. Then what you're going to see when you go to USCCA On Air is if you activate a membership to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, you could be one of 4 lucky winners. You have 10 days left. 10 days. From the sound of my voice right now, 10 days, you could be one of 4 lucky grand prize winners. That includes $1,000 to purchase the gun of your choice. They're focusing on an AR-style rifle. $1,000 gets you one heck of an AR. $1,000 to purchase the ammo of your choice. That's $2,000. That buys a lot of ammo. Bushnell Instant Replay Video Binoculars, Simmons Night Vision Camera, 5.11 range ready bag, and a SOG Recon Bowie knife. 20 runners-up will receive Simmons Night Vision Camera and a Recon Bowie knife. So in addition to, you know, all the cool stuff, the patches, the keychains, the pins, the decals, the T-shirts, and all that fun stuff. USCCA on air. Go check it out. I'm a big fan of free stuff. You should be too. Also, pay attention to my Facebook page because you will see coming up this week, Crossbreed Holsters is going to be putting a great giveaway package away, and I'll have it up on Facebook. We'll do that in honor of Memorial Day on the Big Sunday Monster program. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, we had to get some business out of the way. I know you understand that. Hey, one quick question before we move on to another topic. Will a criminal ever apply for a background check in order to take a gun to a gang fight?
I highly doubt it. But, you know, if he does, it'll be the first crime he's ever planned on committing. And that's an important point, because background checks do not stop latent criminals. They only stop people with a criminal record. And that's an important point to understand. You know, to dream that background checks will stop criminals, that's pie-in-the-sky stuff, that's rainbows and unicorns. It just doesn't happen.
All right, let's move on to a different topic. Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly, these two amaze me. What are they up to now? Cornell, isn't that on their agenda? You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, they're going to speak at the convocation at Cornell on May 23rd, and then 4 days later they'll speak at Class Day at Harvard Law School. So after being shellacked on the national stage in 2013 and 2014, they're being rewarded in 2015 by speaking at Cornell and Harvard. That's pretty much the bottom line.
The AP reported, as you quoted in your great piece, let me give this piece out to you. You can read AWR Hawkins at Breitbart.com, And your headline on the piece from May 19th today, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly to give Cornell convocation address. Go out and read this, but you remind us that the AP reported, quoting, not a single candidate in this year's midterm elections for statewide or federal office appeared with Giffords. Wow.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Right. Well, that was when she did her nine-state tour, and she was going to do this big tour, and everybody was going to come out and throw flowers down as she walked and different things. And instead, what happened is no one showed up. She ended up having her meetings in small school classrooms and libraries instead of auditoriums or arenas, and no candidate who was running for a statewide office or federal office would appear with her because it's politically toxic to be seen with her. And, you know, the media just helps brush us right past that. They will never point that out.
That's right.
But she and her husband are politically toxic to anybody who lives in a state where people value the Second Amendment.
I want to quote again from this column, a wonderful writing. Please go check out AWR's writings, AWR Hawkins at Breitbart.com. Giffords reemerged from 2014's losses and the disappointing gun control tour to call for a renewed push for Manchin's gun control legislation on March 4th. Standing with gun control representative Mike Thompson, Democrat, imagine that, of California, Giffords contended that every gun purchaser, and here's where it gets good, should have to pass the same background check that her attacker, Jared Lochner, passed to get his gun. That was really effective, wasn't it?
Right, right. See, and that again goes to the point we started with.
Latent criminal activity.
Lochner was a latent criminal, and so he was able to get a gun. And it just shows, the background checks don't work. Anything we substitute for freedom, that's the lesson. Anything we substitute for freedom will not work. The founders intended the Second Amendment to be unbridled. And when we bridle it, when we shackle it, when we fetter it, all we end up doing is hurting law-abiding citizens. And that's what we've got to learn at some point.
Well, we're figuring it out. Writing like you, pieces like yours, shows like this, shows like Cam's, Gun Talk with the great Tom Gresham over there on weekends, Armed American Radio on weekends, and organizations, state grassroots organizations, we're winning. I think you know that. I mean, I feel that we are. I believe deeply in my soul as a part of my being and my DNA that free. will always prevail. And while the fight may be very, very difficult, I do believe that a free people will always yearn and fight to be free. So I hope I'm right. This election is going to be very, very important when it comes to that. Let's go to a couple other things. I want to ask you quickly. I believe that the mainstream media is the most dangerous entity we face because they are now pushing a leftist gun-hating agenda. What does it say at ABC News, about the media, that ABC News, who hired what all of us knew to be a Clinton political hack years ago, will continue to stand by Stephanopoulos in the face of these shenanigans? What does that say that we're up against coming into 2016?
Well, it just says that any remaining remnant of what you would call a non-biased or politically neutral media, any belief in that, you've just got to throw it out the window. I mean, you know, what we strive to do at Breitbart is never interject our opinion. We strive to never do that, to report the news and let the facts. I'll use the things that Gabby Giffords said and let right. those things speak for themselves. We don't opinionize or we don't op-ed. If you look at the mainstream media, though, it is them pushing their opinion. And if Stephanopoulos contributes more than he takes away, then there's no reason for them to get rid of him. And that is what they've reminded us of. You know, Brian Williams was the big exception because right. the things he said were so outlandish and offended the military in such a way there was going to be no coming back from that. So they had to act. Their hand was forced. But with Stephanopoulos, this is strictly a political game with him, and they believe the value he brings is greater than the damage he causes. And so it's not what's true and what's not. That doesn't matter to them. What matters to them is, does he further our agenda? The answer is yes, so that's that.
You just answered that question brilliantly. It's the agenda that matters. It's the agenda, stupid. It's the agenda. AWR Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us on what I know was short notice today. Your opinion is so valued. I'm looking forward to bringing you back on a regular basis to the program at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, right? Anywhere else people can get you? We got about 15 seconds.
Well, they can chase me down on Facebook at AWR Hawkins. But, you know, the best place, just go to Breitbart or do a Google search, AWR Hawkins, and then add Breitbart to that, and you'll be able to find me.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The great AWR Hawkins at Breitbart.com. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back again tomorrow. Another great program. We'll be highlighting some more stories for you of self-defense. You know, those things that every town for gun safety and the rest of them claims never happens. It just doesn't happen. Well, we point out the fact that it does happen here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com LawAbiding.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.